Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time.
Yeah. Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? It's your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
And everybody,
yes! Yes!
Now look, today is going to be an amazing show. So we got Heidi and Frank from the West Side.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you so much.
There it is. And later in the show, now did Snoop Dogg cheat on his wife, or was it all just for a new show? Plus, Leslie Jones is mad at Jessica Alba, and we'll tell you why later on.
She don't want none of that.
I'm telling you, man. But Heidi, what's up first?
Well, I'll tell you what, the Kylie Jenner media train is not stopping anytime soon, because the soon-to-be, listen carefully, beauty billionaire.
If I can find a chick that got $20,000 set aside, I'd be happy.
Well, baby daddy Travis Scott, he found the hookup, and they were both on the cover of GQ magazine, and they talk about a lot of stuff, but they talk about love, they talk about their daughter Stormy, and Kylie also addresses that the fact that there might be a Kardashian curse.
But you can get a shot for that.
The interviewer had asked Kylie about this supposed curse and whether it's because the men can't deal with the amount of fame or the scrutiny that comes with dating a Jenner or a Kardashian. Here's how Kylie responded. She says, quote, "That's exactly what it is. They come and can't handle it, and we're just like, oh, that'll go away in a day. I know these stories aren't going to matter, so don't even let them affect you, you know? I think they're correct." So she's saying they know that whatever they're going to be talking about will kind of die down in a couple of days, but it's hard for an outsider to come in and be like, damn, I feel like I'm under a microscope 24 hours a day.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
You know, I love her answer, because this is how I always come at people when they talk about the Kardashian curse.
What?
When you say Kardashian curse, it's almost like you're saying the family is cursed and that's what's causing the harm to the men. The men are causing the harm to themselves.
You're missing the trickle effect. Like, the closer you get to the source, like the nucleus, the mother brain, like, look what Kris Jenner did to Bruce. Then when you look at what, like, Kourtney Kardashian did to Scott, that dude got on coke and bounced. And then you look at what happened with Lamar. Did he smoke crack because of the Kardashian curse, or did it just drive him insane that he felt, you know what, I'd be better off as a crackhead?
My thing is, where are these black men coming from? Are they, I mean, they are just as successful as these doggone Kardashians. They got careers. It ain't like they married broke Joe.
Are there any Kardashians left?
Does Caitlyn count?
No. Yeah, she does count. She's single, Ricky.
She's a Jenner. She's a Jenner.
Caitlyn.
Kendall.
I'll do it.
All right, y'all. So Cardi B is trying to adjust to motherhood, and I guess the late nights, early mornings, and feeding got the rap superstar tired.
I'm tired.
Because when Cardi went on Instagram to update us on the things, she brought along a special new friend to speak for her. Take a look.
Hey everybody, how y'all doing? It's your girl Cardi B. I wish I could show my face right now, but a bitch look up in the game. Like, my hair's up, my eyes are so dark and puffy, like I'm wild pale, like a bitch look like she got yandis, however the you say it. But I just really want to say thank you to everybody. Now let me get back to this mommy thing. Let me tell y'all something. No matter how many books y'all read or advice y'all get, y'all will never be ready for mommy mode.
I'm offended.
Why?
Hell, my mama had 5 babies. She had to show her face at all times. Girl, you ain't the first person to have a damn baby. You are rich.
Your mama and them did not have Instagram back then.
They sure honey. They were showing their face to the mailman.
Yeah, but she needs to show her face. That don't make no sense. She,
no, Gary,
yes,
no.
Girl.
You know how we
you,
all
no,
women
you are
know,
real.
Honey.
She's
it don't
so
matter.
Real.
She
yep.
is so real when she does show her face sometimes, but she just didn't feel like showing it that time.
Well,
have you guys ever been so tired? Now, I have tried this, y'all. Have y'all ever been so tired you look such a mess that even a Snapchat filter won't help?
Yeah. Well, the Obamas must have taken some dancing lessons since leaving the White House because they are dancing machines.
Hey.
First, it was Michelle.
Right.
She was out there at the Beyonce Jay-Z concert, and she was busting out some moves. And now it's Barack.
Yes,
he started dancing. He's in Kenya, his father's home country, and he was there for the opening of a sports training center and a vocational center that his half-sister had opened up. And
uh-huh.
so when the music started, he couldn't help himself, had to bust out a little two-step action.
All right.
Man is in Kenya and that he is not over here in Decatur, because one of us would have bagged it up on him when he stood up.
Uh-huh.
We'd be like, hey, nah, nah, yeah. nah, nah,
you know, I would love to see both of them, though, Michelle and Barack, on Dancing with the Stars, but not with each other.
Ooh,
they
no.
have to compete against one another.
You think?
I think that'd be awesome.
She wouldn't let him do that. No.
You don't think so?
No, but what if they did one with all the living presidents?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've seen some robotic older people on there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
Okay.
A little later in the show, Nikki Bella talks about the one thing that turned her off about John Cena sexually.
Mm.
All right. Bye for now, Atlanta.
See ya.
Bye,
you
guys.
Peace.
Leslie Jones is big mad, y'all. That's right. The actress bought products from the Jessica Alba line through the Honest Company, and they screwed up her orders multiple times.
Oh, yeah. Do it once. Okay, maybe. Ooh, not a couple times.
Doesn't Honest just make, like, baby food?
Okay.
Orange, they even make orange Ringo shirts.
Oh.
With a dash of peach.
The actress tweeted out, next day air should not be a option.
Oh.
It should be made clear that the order is sent after processing, which you don't do. It's Ooh. Not overnight if it gets there in a week. You charged me damn near $50 for the last three orders that were late? It wasn't like that before. Alba did respond to Jones 6 hours after the star tweeted out with her sincerest apologies.
Now, Leslie went hard, okay? But I'm that one. If you do something like Uber Eats and these different companies, Delta, it does not matter. I'm going to tweet about it.
I mean, customer service is dead, you know?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. People just don't care anymore or whatever. But you have to let people know or whatever. You know, hold them accountable.
Yep. And at the end of the day, you don't want no smoke with Leslie Jones.
Oh, now, she got them hands.
Okay.
No.
As soon as they saw next day air should not be a option, they was like, oh, man.
Well, moving on. If anybody out there is looking to become famous, we got the solution for you. This is a brand new series called Clout Chasers, and it was created by the dog father himself, Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Now, the show is based on groupies who ride off the wave of celebrities, and there's tons of them out there.
Oh, Jesus. Lord God.
He just hit a gold mine with that one.
Oh, yeah. Unlimited cast. Take a
mm-hmm.
look.
I think I found the one.
Look around.
The one that I'm going to get.
Everything that is taking care of business is together, dig it. But you've got to have vision.
If she only knew what I was about to get off into.
Where do you audition for season one? You already did, bitch.
Clout Chasers, coming soon.
No!
Vigilante justice.
Yes.
Wow, wow, wow. Yippee, yay. Snoop Dogg's in the mother
house. Yes. Yes.
Okay, he
said you
did
just
that.
Did, bitch.
Ooh. And you know, I saw everything unfold online. I'm like, this just does not sound like
right.
Snoop.
Right.
Like, he is has been in the game so long.
Okay.
Enough not to fall for one of these little girls like
right.
this.
And he love his wife. They
yes.
are everything together. Shantae is everything.
For those who don't know who Selena Power is, she's one of them people who has just been claiming stake on everybody. Said that Offset got her pregnant. There was a situation with Waka Flocka she was trying to tie stuff to. And most recently, she was saying that she was like, you know, like Snoop Dogg was trying to holler at her, but it was all a setup.
I mean, Portia, you did videos to get on your clout.
But I never was chasing nobody clout.
Okay, nah.
Okay, honey. I was just
were
standing
you in
there.
Daddy videos?
I was in some videos for sure, but I wasn't chasing that.
She was in Ludacris
hey,
videos.
We didn't have Instagram. If
Thank
we had
you.
Instagram, I could have made my money at home.
Okay.
Well, when we come back, we have have something for everybody. Sierra's making sexy moves and Michael B. Jordan is shirtless, so you don't want to go anywhere.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, 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 welcome back to Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all.
Now, there's a lot of people walking around out there with student loans, but what celebrity would you guys take student loan advice from?
I would definitely take it from Denzel Washington. He's already paid for a lot of students to go to college.
Okay. Well, yo, so Gwyneth Paltrow offers some advice on her website, Goop, on how to pay off student loans. Now, for those who don't know about the website, we talk about it a lot.
Yeah.
It's a site where you can buy extremely expensive and extravagant things at designer prices, even basic stuff.
And I think everything on her site, you know, even if you have money, you would still call it expensive. Like, for instance, would you buy a jumpsuit for $1,300? Or a blazer for $1,500?
No.
Thank you.
No.
It's like hiring a real designer outfit.
For me to spend that much in a jumpsuit, it need to be made of skin.
Right.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
From a famous human.
And they need to be living.
Well, everybody in the room, I have a surprise for you, especially you, Head Crack.
What is it?
Sierra just dropped her new video, Level Up, and although she's a mother of two, she's serving all types of body goals.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let go.
Level Up. Level up, level up, level up, level up, level up.
Oh, level up, level up, level up, level up, level up, level up.
Yes, but Sierra might be throwing a little shade as well. In the song, she says, "Thank God I never settled. This view is so much better." Do you guys think she was talking about her baby dad or future?
So you should have settled because you had a damn baby for him, honey.
Well, settling probably means she didn't get married.
Well, that's true. She didn't have a baby.
Well, she didn't get married because he wasn't marrying her. Hell, so
she did. Well, they were engaged. Let's do say that.
When she broke up with him,
she was breaking up with her fiance.
But she was breaking away with a baby, honey. She would have left away with nothing. She could have been with a clean slate.
Hey, and the things view happen. Been things happen you in a relationship with somebody.
Well, don't get cute, Gary.
Don't be like that. She feels that her view is better from all of her previous relationships.
Yeah,
probably from the time she was in high school up until now, her view is better because she's married and she's happy,
Her view
Gary.
Is dimmed because when she look out the view, she got that baby right there. She got to look
she
at
loves
to look
her
at the
baby
view.
Like it's
she
a liability.
It's better that she bailed before she married a dude that she wasn't going to be
and
with for a long
baby.
Time.
But
you should have married your man because you got a baby. That baby going to be there for 20.
And Gary, you like money. Her first baby daddy, Future, is very successful, okay? And her second man, who is her husband now, is even more successful. So she leveled up.
So, Gary, you mad because she's spending her Russell Wilson money making videos?
Yes, honey. Thank God I didn't settle. This view is so much better, girl. That view ain't too clear, though. Because you still got this one here you got to look at with that one. Child, honey, I'm excited about this time, honey, because it's time for
Absolutely Fabulous,
honey. Now, nothing like a set of toned abs, Portia. A toned album. You ain't seen
yes.
by none.
Nice.
But they could be some. But Michael B. Jordan, honey, came through dripping out of the Mediterranean waters of Capri. Look at this sexiness.
I don't know what it is, guys, but was he just his biggest during Wakanda? Because this is not the Wakanda body that I'm used to.
That Wakanda body was swollen up.
Yeah.
He probably stopped doing
He's
all
like
that
a little
stuff
boy right here.
You look at a guy who just finished making Rocky. I mean, making the Creed movie. So, you know, when you got to, put it all on the line to play a boxer like that, you're going to let yourself go a little bit after you're done.
Not that much. Let me tell you something. That was prosthetics, honey. That was
you think it was fake?
Yeah, he's a fake muscle. You saying
that? They put fake muscles on it. He did pull
it. It could have been. Or it could have been the CG or whatever.
CGI?
Yeah, CGI abs.
So you don't just lose an ab.
Yeah, because that just looks like a whole nother body.
He's not flabby.
He ain't got no damn abs.
You say one more thing.
You'll go.
I will iron that shirt. I will iron it.
I mean, he's fine and everything, y'all, but I found a better one, okay?
Oh.
This right here is the best Fallback Friday picture I've ever seen on the gram.
get ready.
It's not even the thong. It's the teeth.
Oh, my God. Okay, y'all. Coming up next, Ricky and all you single men out there, pay attention because Britney Spears' boyfriend has some advice on the perfect pickup line to get a lady's attention.
Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. His charm, his body, cheesy pickup lines got him a chance with the pop princess.
Really?
That's right. Sam Asghari has been dating Britney Spears for over a year, and they fell in love and it's super hot and steamy, honey.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Congrats.
The model recently told reporters he broke the ice by using a little joke to get her attention. She said, "Hi, I'm Britney." He said, "I'm sorry, what's your name again?"
I tried to play it like he didn't know who she was.
There you go. She probably thought he really didn't know who she was.
Whatever. Yeah, she was lame to not pick up on that. Who would know who Britney Spears is?
Well, it must have worked because Britney said in an interview, "I was like, he was really cute. This guy was really cute. So I called him. He's just a really funny, fun person."
That goes to show you, baby, everybody need love.
What do y'all think? Has anybody ever picked y'all up with a pickup line?
No.
I'm not a photographer, but I can definitely picture us being together.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't want to develop that picture.
Okay. Oh. Ooh. You can't picture that with a Kodak.
Okay, there you go.
What about this one? I know you're tired because you just been running across my mind.
I don't work out.
She got the rebuttals ready,
y'all. Why did you buy your damn self?
Okay.
But it had to be more than just the charm that won her over with him. Because, like, I mean, if it was, like, a plus-size dude or, like, the way he looked before he got in shape.
Whoa!
There's no way in the world that she would have probably, like, you know, gave him the same type of attention.
You know, she likes fit people. I mean, she's fit herself. So I don't know if she would have gave him a chance before.
Yeah, but I just think she was lonely and desperate.
Desperate?
She had to be. You gonna give a man a star? You gonna give a man your number just like right off the bat?
I mean, what's wrong? I mean, sometimes, she can always change her phone number if it don't work out.
Well, that's good that she's not dating another celebrity, but that's what's wrong with African American women. Some of them, they need to give regular guys a chance. I mean, here, Porsche, she ain't give you a damn chance. You tried for her for the longest.
He's not a regular guy. He's a celebrity.
I mean, you should give
his name is on the wall.
Oh, hell.
All right, check this out. There's a new innovative way to take naps during work hours. Well, an online mattress company called Casper is opening stores in New York where people can come in and sleep.
What?
And the store provides pajamas, essentials, sleep oils, and bed pods, all for the price of $25.
Oh, that's cheap.
That's pretty
good. But the only thing about the $25, I think you have to take a nap by yourself. I don't think you can bring anyone in. I'm wondering, do they have dividers? Can you see in there?
Because I would like to sleep privately.
Right.
I don't want nobody watching me sleep.
That can turn into a hotel room real quick.
Okay. It really can. You would like it.
But see, if it ain't still new, I'm not going to like it because I'm going to start feeling like people going to start abusing it. Like at this mattress place, what are the stipulations? You can't just come from the club and come in and lay on the mattress.
Because you might be like sweaty, like smell like smoke.
Well, they going to change the sheets, I'm sure.
Well, that's why you go when you're drunk because I don't think your senses be up like that. You may not smell it.
Well, yo, don't y'all dare take a nap now because after the break, Heidi and Frank are back with the latest of the Nikki Bella and John Cena saga. Next.
Welcome back. You know, I don't think there's anything worse than having absolutely no libido.
No, really?
Well, I mean, okay, so have you ever been so turned off by somebody that you couldn't, you know, get there?
Every time Natalie, your makeup artist, takes off your makeup.
Recently, there was an episode of E's Total Divas, and Nikki Bella, after she saw her then-boyfriend John Cena's big butt in the movie Trainwreck. He played Amy Schumer's one of her boyfriends in the movie, and they have a sex scene. And she said once she saw that, she couldn't play with herself anymore. Take a look.
You know, you get visuals. Like, I swear, I couldn't masturbate forever because I just think of the sex scene.
I think when you're on the outside looking in, you basically are seeing what the person looks like that you actually have sex with. Because usually your eyes are closed.
She
are making love to somebody, they prefer to have the lights off and their eyes closed, completely shut.
Could you sit in the room while your wife's having sex with Idris Elba, or you could only do
it? How do you think we met?
You like watching that. You're like, yeah, do it real good. I'd be vomiting. I'd be like, honey, I love it. Are you doing
this? I was like, yeah. I was over there like, is this kettle corn? This is delicious.
You're treating it like a movie. I'm vomiting. We could not be more different. Dish
Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.